Breakfast
with Matt
and Alex
on Triple J.
Hey, 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 it's a podcast.
One of those rare ones where you get to hear the heavy breathing in the background of promo man Darren, because we're doing this in his studio. Someone else had to use it. Don't breathe so loud, Darren.
He's panting. He's panting. Fun show today. A lot of ground covered. Did some talk back.
This certainly was. It was like
did a review
at the SCG when the hail comes down.
A lot of highlights.
A lot of ground covered.
You know, again, you somehow get away with it. I don't understand what's happening. It just flies over everyone's head when you do it.
The funny thing is, it's like you inspire me to do the things. And so it's like a cover version of something Matt would say.
And then no one says anything. Everyone's just totally fine with it.
Yeah.
Dylan Francis, total legend.
What a gun. Popped by, told us an incredible story off air.
Yes, it's such a shame that we couldn't include it. But basically, you know, due to the rider that he was having on his tour, he got in a little bit of strife with some border police.
Yeah, they took him off because the rider had said different sorts of pornography. And obviously there's legal and illegal kinds of pornography. And so when he was going into Canada, they said, no, none of this pornography on there as well, in front of who was touring with Dylan Francis, Flostradamus at the time. Flostradamus looks at him, what have you done?
Yeah, no
what
context.
What kind of filth?
No context or anything, just like, why would they be asking about that sort of pornography?
What have you been looking up? Clear your search history, get out of it, just be a normal member of society, thank you.
But yeah, no. Luckily, he got out of that just fine. A bit of fiery action at the end here. Tom Tilly and myself.
Oh, wasn't it just?
Got heated. Tell you what, the text line definitely on Tilly's side. There's no doubt about it.
If you get to that bit and you're thinking, oh, I wonder what side the text line was on, definitely Tom Tilly.
There was a few people on my side. I did look up some interesting stuff about Johnny Farnham, though. Because.
Really?
He's certainly not shy of making some bold statements.
How about that? The last time tour.
Exactly. And he actually someone tried to sue him for exactly the same thing.
And?
Nothing. Yeah. He got wavered. They said, you can't. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
Even though he actually, all the marketing promoting was like, this is the last time.
He made a song. This will be the last time.
People are flying from all over the world to go and this is going to be the last chance you ever get. Bloody 2 years later, he's out with Tom Jones. Whoops. I lied. Right.
Anyway.
So think about that when you're thinking about what our old mate Yeezy is getting in trouble for.
Well, thank you very much for joining us and we'll catch you soon. Bye.
Going back to 2003 there, the Sleepy Jackson with Vampire Race Course, Luke Steele outfit from a little while ago. Speaking of which, did you see Ellen DeGeneres' show?
No, why? What's Ellen up to?
Luke Steele, right, mm-hmm. and Nick Littlemore, their outfit, Empire of the Sun, right?
And they all danced two albums. Awkwardly at the beginning of the show?
No, because Empire of the Sun performed on Ellen the other day, performed Walking on a Dream, which is from years ago. Oh, that came in the Hottest 100. Oh, what was it? 20?
Yeah.
2009 or something?
It was like one of their first singles, right?
It was their first single, yeah. And it's been on a car ad in the States and everyone's been Shazamming it. And so it's back in the charts. And so they performed it on Ellen. How about that?
You know what this just tells me? 2021, doing numbers. Never give up hope.
Never give up hope. Your numbers can come back. We promise you this. Before you heard from a act called Sampa the Great, Black Dignity. Matt and Alex are with you, and it is time, Matt. After yesterday, you gave us some unearthed music. Oh, Pep, a band that you have been loving yesterday.
Yeah, just stumbled across it. And while I stumbled across it, I heard another group out of Melbourne who you were familiar with.
Yes, I was. They're called Cousin Tony's Brand New Firebird. And if you go to their Unearthed page, you can check out and leave them a review. And a few people from Triple J had done that.
And
Declan Byrne had given it 4 stars, a song called Melbourne Bitter. Zan Rowe had got on there, gave it 4.5. And I was like, who are these wimps? All right. 4.5. It's a ripper tune. I slapped them in the big five.
Yeah, you
got
the big
five muddies out of five. And then Matt O'Kine, you came in and you 4.5. Just
well,
pathetic.
You know, no, I saw you give them a 5. I didn't, you know, I just wanted to bring them down to earth a bit.
with a 4.5. We'd love to hear
it. No, it's an incredible, it's a really great tune. It just you just sort of drift off. It's a really good one. And yeah, that they've heard a few, you might have heard a few of their tracks now. Soothsayer, Queen of Hearts have been played previously on Triple J and Triple J on Earth, but this one is called Melbourne Bitter. Let us know what you think.
Kyron Wheatley, 4.5.
I'm one of those people,
Tom Alessio, 4.
I get scared of giving the big fiver. I don't think I've ever given the fiver.
Matt, 5 continues. Hashtag, make it tread.
You got me there.
Cousin Tony's brand new Firebird here with Melbourne Bitter. You're on Triple J. Oh, such a great song from Cousin Tony's brand new Firebird. And someone thought it was my actual Cousin Tony. No, I don't have a cousin called Tony.
Doing some sweet nepotism there, some solid favours.
The band is called Cousin Tony's brand new Firebird. The song is called Melbourne Bitter. It's on Triple J Unearthed if you want to check it out. They got a couple other songs and people are really liking it here on 0439757555.
Definitely. There's been some comparisons to a few other bands and we're sort of talking off stage. It's definitely not an unfamiliar kind of sound. You get that sort of familiar vibe, but there's enough switching up here and there to make it really nice.
Yeah, what did you think, Bridget, from Berwick?
Yeah, I loved it. It sounds very Gang of Youth.
Yeah, someone said even Gang of the National, like that's a new joined
Gang
band.
Gang of the National, yeah. Another person suggested The Killers. Are you fans of these bands, Bridget?
Yeah, so gorgeous.
Excellent. Someone's also seen Cousin Tony's brand new Firebird supporting Matt Corby at one stage as well. Said they were excellent, so that's good.
Do you think? I mean, they are a Melbourne band. I'm sure they're going to be doing some gigs around the place. Would you head out and watch them at some stage?
Yeah, definitely. I really like their sound. So I'll have to look them up.
Awesome, Bridget. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Bridge.
Thank you.
One that hasn't been mentioned, which I got a few vibes from, potentially this band.
Once there was this girl.
No?
No, you can't. No. You can't just start playing this, mate.
Crash Test Dummies?
You can't just start playing it and think you're about to stop playing it. Come on.
Released one album, haven't heard another one. As well as that.
No. We're all going to do it. We're all going to do the chorus.
Australia,
in the wherever you are in the car, kitchen. Here we go.
Okay, if you don't know the lyrics, it's
Come on.
That's plenty. No, this is the Cat Empire at Bulls. You're on Triple J with Matt and Alex.
Good morning.
Hope you are well on Triple J. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Alex and that is Matt. And if there's one thing I know about Matt O'Kine is he loves the news.
Oh.
Not so much he'd go to Lebanon and get arrested for it, but... You like looking at news websites, my friend.
Oh, it is my favourite thing to do every morning before the show, just scouring a news website.
They call him the pot's best friend because he scours it down to the bone.
No. All right. See, if I say that, there's bloody text after text telling me I'm an idiot. You say it, it's all fine.
No, that was
outrageous.
Pretty crap.
Outrageous.
That was pretty crap right. For me. I cop anything. But, what did you see this morning?
So, look, it's Thursday. A lot of you might be planning to go on date night tonight, Thursday. You might be on the...
Good date night, isn't it?
It is a good date night.
Not as much pressure.
It's your pre-Friday as well. So if things are going well, you know, it doesn't matter what happens towards the end of the night.
Having, you know, work, uni, anything in the morning, the next morning... Always a great excuse to go, we can call it here. You've always got that at the back. If it's Friday night, like what else are you doing?
Friday night, Saturday night. And also, you know, you've got plans with friends. You've planned it for months.
Exactly.
You know, whereas Thursday, it's spontaneous. Mm. Anything can happen. But a pub in Britain, shout-outs to them, very well done for putting it up. The Brickyard is what it's called, has just put up a little sign in their pub. It's very simple, but it's a nice little touch. It's in the women's bathrooms. Okay.
Right.
Of the pub. And it just says this, Tinder date gone wrong, doesn't look like his picture or just plain weird. If you're on a date and it's not going well, come to the bar and ask for Rochelle or Jennifer and we'll get you out of it, or we'll get you a cab home or whatever, right? Your safety and happiness is our highest priority. So if anyone's bothering you, making you feel uncomfortable, please tell us. We'll discreetly move them away, or if necessary, ask them to leave, whatever, right?
Wow.
So, but it's in the women's bathroom. Now, obviously, this takes away from the fact if it's a same-sex date, then, you know.
Yeah.
It does. Not necessarily going to work. But basically, it is set out to help women, you know, if they're feeling
uncomfortable.
Little backup
plan.
Exactly.
Little James Bond escape route.
So I'm intrigued. It made me think, you know, what have you done to get out of a date?
Have you asked for Rochelle?
Yeah, have you done this? I mean, there's always the old, get a call from a friend and go, hey, oh no, I've got an emergency with a friend, I've got to leave. But I wonder what extremes you've had to go to.
How have you bailed on a date? Send us a text, 0439757555. You bailed on one once, but then ran into the same person later that night, didn't you?
No. No, it's because we bailed. No, it's because we finished a date and I was like, oh, well, I'm going to go now. And then I got in a cab and then... And then my friend called me up while I was in the club, while I was in the cab, and he's like, what are you up to? And I'm like, going home. And he's like, forget that. Come back to the club. And I was like, all right. And then I did a lap of the block, got back out of the cab, and they were still there in the line. I'm like, hi. Whoops.
How have you bailed on a date? Let us know. We need some tips. On Triple J, that is the Temper Trap with Thick as Thieves. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Matt and Alex, and we're currently getting your texts on how have you bailed on a date after a restaurant have put out that they've got a sign in the female's bathroom saying, if you're on a weird date, you know, you want to get out of it, go to the bar, ask for Rochelle. She'll sort you out. It's sort of like spy movie stuff.
It's pretty good. It's pretty smart.
So we're asking how you have worked out on something wasn't going well, and the amount of car crashes that seem to happen if your date has to leave because there's a car crash. There's usually not a car crash. Family members are getting injured. On 0439.
Oh, I'm starting to think.
757555. Has it happened to you?
No, I'm starting to wonder whether someone had to go meet a friend or not or something. It's always a friend is involved. Dylan from Wollongong says, I was at a bar with someone having a couple of drinks. I said I had to go pick up a mate from the train station to give him a ride home. She knew who my mate was and was cool with it. But as we were leaving the bar, that said mate walked in.
How about this? My mother ditched someone on a date while he played the piano to impress her. Ooh. Chopsticks or something. No warning whatsoever. She then ran into him years later at a parent-teacher meeting because he was my new English teacher. He remembered it was awkward. She told me if I failed English that year, it probably wasn't my fault.
If you're the teacher, you can't bring up the fact. Oh, that's so lame.
Abby from Thornley, what about yourself?
Hello, Abby.
Hello.
Hey, why did you bail on a date?
And how?
Oh, how?
Hey.
How, sorry.
So I actually went on a date with the creepiest human alive.
Right.
It was a blind date.
Mm.
And the minute that I met him, he went for a full snog. So
I probably bold move! Wow, Abby. Whoa. Okay, how did you deflect that?
So I just went for the hey, kiss on the cheek. Yeah, thanks, no mm-hmm. thanks.
You strained your neck trying to get away from that one, get it on the cheek. Yep.
So strike one, then strike two, he's trying to go to grope under the table while we're having a pre-dinner drink.
No! A pre-dinner drink. Jeepers creepers.
So, yeah, I was relatively new to the world of internet dating at this point, so I went, okay, let's not be rude, and go to dinner with him. And so we sat down for dinner, ordered our food, and then he looked across the table and, you know, looked deep into my eyes. I'm sure he'd thought this out as a beautiful thing. He went, so, how many children do you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's light years ahead of where it should be happening there. So how did you get out of it?
So when the entrees were being served, he actually looked at me and said, hang on, darling, I need to go take a piss.
So he's charming as well.
Yeah, beautiful. He's real catchy.
Groping and charming.
Yes. So the kicker was he then looked at me and said, don't go anywhere because I've got a feeling we're going to be together for a really long time, and went off to the bathroom.
Oh, man. Who is this guy?
I'm pulling my hair out, Abby. I'm pulling it out.
Oh, my Lord.
I picked up my things and I left.
Just straight up bailed. Didn't
Gone.
Christian and
bailed. Any messages from him afterwards?
Literally, I'm not even exaggerating, 50 texts and missed calls later.
Oh, no.
I do like the look of him. I feel like we're going to be together for a very long time. Walked out of the bathroom. Wait a minute. Thanks so much, Abby.
No problem. See you guys.
If you want to let us know how you've bailed on a date, 0439757555. This is Daniel Johns. On Triple J, that's Daniel Johns with Cool on Fire. Matt and Alex currently shaking your heads at your texts this morning.
Oh, that's so great.
On 0439757555.
It's just so good to know that everyone has had so many disasters when it comes to this.
There's a pub in the UK who've put signs in the bathroom saying, on a bad Tinder date, go to the bar, ask for Rochelle. She'll come up with an excuse, get you out of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Whether Rochelle's even a person that works at the bar, it doesn't matter. It's just that good code.
Just a code name.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we've asked you how you've bailed on a date, what tactics you've used, and they're shockers. 0439757555. Chris says, I once faked rolling my ankle and hurting it really bad to go home.
Yep.
Would have been bad.
Another texter here said, I once had a date going so badly, he actually picked up the phone in front of me, called the taxi, and then left without saying anything and just waited out the front till it got there. Imagine that. Just sitting there talking.
Jamie from Melbourne. I once said I'd pooed my pants and had to go home. Lying about poo was better than actual shitty date. So rather take the shame, Chris, there, Jamie.
Chris from Cronulla saw that the bathroom roof was opened and scaled the wall and climbed out over the bathroom wall through the roof.
Don't want to be caught on the bathroom wall. Luke from Gold Coast, how did you bail from a date?
Oh, we're at a beach and just during the day, told her I sort of wanted to go for a walk, and I just walked about 4 or 5 kilometres home from the beach.
We just left her there.
Yeah.
She might have thought you'd gone for a swim and drowned or something, Luke. That's dangerous.
Potentially, but it all worked out okay. She saw me the next week and gave me the finger from across the room. So.
Well, I'm not surprised.
I like long walks along the beach away from you to my house is your profile, yeah. Luke. All right, thank you very much. We'll catch you later. Steph from Wollongong, you almost bailed on a date. What happened?
I just actually didn't really feel like going at the time, and it was about half an hour before that I was going to call in sick.
Well, how did you set up the date? Was it a blind date? Was it a Tinder date?
No, I worked with him. It would have been really awkward afterwards. But, my mum said that it was really rude to call in sick to a date only half an hour before, so she said, go. If it's really bad, you know, send me a message and I'll get you out of there. And, now we're married.
Hey! Oh, worked out great.
Yeah, worked out really well.
Are you still working together?
Sorry?
Are you still working together?
No, we only worked together for a couple more months after that.
Nice one.
Thanks, Steph.
Oh, good. I'm glad that these things can end well. There you go.
Have a
bit of inspiration from Steph if you are on a date tonight.
Have a great day, Steph.
Thanks, you too.
Whoa! All right, this is another drop that have been coming out of nowhere here from Dylan Francis this morning. He's our guest after 8 a.m. Hopefully you'll be able to stay with us because things are going to get pretty heckers, I would say.
Absolutely bonkers. Cannot wait.
Self-Talk is the debut album from Melbourne's Olympia. Producer Burke Reed, the record is a collage of sounds, punctuated with driving guitars, psychedelic melodies, and hooks for days. Self-Talk from Olympia, our feature album on Triple J.
It has been a big week of featuring Olympia's album. We're going to play a song from it very soon, but I have been struggling to make up my mind about it. So in order to help us, we've got Matt's dad on the phone. Hello, Matt.
Hello, how you going?
Good, thanks, Dad. Hey, we're talking about dating, the dating world. What was the young Mackie D like dating? Did you do many dates in Ghana?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, we normally go to movies and parties and yeah, I mean, just like any other.
Of course.
And then listening to chill out with by listening to music and this and that.
Okay.
Know, so the type of things we do.
Very experienced.
Do you remember your very first date, Dad? Come on, you remember it.
Let me see. No, I'll have difficulty.
Oh, is that because it's so long ago or because there were too many you didn't know which one was first?
Oh, no, it is. Sometimes it's very difficult to go out with somebody because the parents wouldn't allow her to go out.
Are you saying you were the bad boy of Accra?
No. That is a culture.
Right,
so
okay.
You have the sense, say your sister or somebody like that, another girl to go and get her from the house. And then...
Oh, to pretend that they're going to hang out together and
yes,
then
yes.
The sister brings the friend over and...
So not the excuse to bail from the date, the excuse to go on a date.
Oh,
interesting.
Right.
So it wasn't because you rode a motorbike and wore a leather jacket or anything back.
No, nothing like that. But I mean, just like parents don't allow their girls to... their daughters to go out much.
Right, okay.
I mean, like if they know the girl is getting... dating a boy is a problem for her at home.
Mm, so okay, interesting.
You have to sneak out to go out with a girl.
Right, well, you mentioned listening to music as part of that, so you are the person most qualified to review the album this week. It is by Olympia. We're about to play a song here called Tourists. What did you think of this song, Mac?
I think it's very rich. It's got this rich, sonic, heart-stopping melodies. Or melodious sound, I would say. And, it's very catchy. I like the subtle drumming, you know. It makes you get immersed in it.
Oh, very nice. Well, let's play it, and we'll find out what Mac thinks of the full album, see how many mud crabs out of five we are getting today. This is Tourists by Olympia. You're on Triple J. An artist out of Melbourne called Olympia. That's a song called Tourists off her album, which we've been looking at all week, Self Talk. It comes out next Friday, so you're getting the sneak peek on it. And you're also finding out what Matt's dad, Mac O'Kine, thinks of the whole thing to make up your mind for you. Hello again, Mac.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thanks, Dad. Hey, look, we've got someone that we should celebrate a happy birthday with.
Who?
What do you mean, who?
Rachel.
Yes, my sister, your daughter.
Have you sent her a message, Mac?
No, because she'll be asleep by now.
Yes, that's right. She's living in France. I guess it is a day early for her. But let's wish her a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Rachel.
Hey, shout out. Will you get her a copy of Olympia's album Self Talk for her birthday? Is it good enough for that, Mac?
Oh, yeah. Actually, she would like it because last time she was here, the album I reviewed, she took it with her.
Oh, took it off you?
Yeah.
I'll be taking that.
Stashed it in the bag. Okay, fair enough.
So, she liked it so much, she took it with her to France.
All right, well, spreading some of that, hopefully Aussie music around Europe. What did you think of Self Talk, Dad, Olympia's album?
As a whole?
As a whole, I think it's easy to listen to. It's a heart-stopping type of melodies, you know. You really feel immense in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the featherlight type of voice she's got, you know. Very nice vocal harmonies. And the whole music is family-friendly. You can sit and enjoy.
Gather the whole family round. Come on, kids,
yeah,
sit down and listen
fireplace,
to Olympia's album.
Celebrate your sister's birthday in style listening to Olympia.
Here it is, the 70 stars.
Matt's dad, Mac O'Kine, gives this week's feature album 4 out of 5 stars.
Oh, very nicely done, Mac O'Kine. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks. And I hope you enjoy it too. You like the music too.
Yeah, absolutely. Aww. We're loving it. Hey, shout outs to the Queen as well. It's the Queen's birthday today. She's turning 90.
A little bit older than my sister.
And your sister is standing.
Whoa. Don't go there. Rachel will get very angry. Thanks, Matt.
Woo!
Whoa!
Yeah. Oh, man. That voice you hear, that scream, that was Dylan Francis.
Yeah.
Back announcing his track there, Brook.
Author of the song.
Triple J. Matt Nalik's out with you. As mentioned, joined by Dylan, the artist behind that incredible music there. Thanks for dropping by the studio, man.
Of course. I love it here.
Did you just say you want to live in Australia?
I do.
It's a dream of yours?
I say this all the time. I would love to live in Sydney so much, but I don't think they would give me a visa.
Why not? Well, we did kick out Johnny Depp's dogs a little while ago.
So if Johnny Depp's dog can't stay here, I don't think I can.
You're quietly sipping on some tea there.
It's way too hot.
Is it really? Well,
yeah.
Louis McCurdy, during that song, literally just dropped in this beautiful tea pot.
It's just for show now.
What flavor? He just came back from...
It's brown rice. He just came back from Japan. He's telling me.
It's a brown rice tea.
Brown rice tea.
That's an abomination.
And what are your thoughts?
It's definitely, it tastes like green tea with brown rice on top of it.
Just a bit of brown rice porridge in the morning. Hey, you're in Australia for a big tour.
Yeah. We are all Leland Chin.
Now, straight away.
Please, just explain. Talk about it.
Where did the name come from? So
me and my manager were sitting wondering what the hell to name this tour. Because I didn't know. His girlfriend is from Australia, and she was like, I heard in the background, "Get something with Leland Chin." And he showed me videos and was like, "What if we name it We Are All Leland Chin?" And I was like, "That's genius." Also, I don't feel like thinking of anything else. And I think that's just perfect. Like,
yeah.
I already know what to do for the flyer. Put my face all over the place with Leland Chin, and it worked out, and everyone really loved the name.
Did you need to run it by Leland before you?
No, we just straight up did it. And then we asked her online, or no, I don't think we asked her. We just wrote it and then tagged her, and she said she responded, and it was amazing. There can only be one Leland Chin.
Well, that's what gets yourself nominated for a gold bogey, my friends. Congratulations to Lee Lynn. But she'll be helping you out as well. You're going to be creeping the halls of Triple J this weekend as well.
Just trying to find her.
Doing a bit of a mix-up.
What
do you got planned?
Just a bunch of new music. I have my new song, Need You, on there that I've just been like teasing on Snapchat.
That's dropping soon, isn't it?
Yeah, May 6th. And the music video, I swear to God, is... my favorite music video I've ever made in
entire
life.
Hold it there.
Yeah,
I want to play some Paces
who
are supporting you on this tour, and then we'll get back and we want to find out a bit more about this music video. You are on Triple J. Matt and Alex are here hanging out with Dylan Francis this morning. Hope you're having a good one.
On my bike because I was not home. On
Triple J, it's Paces with No Chill. It features an artist called Jess Ken. And Matt and Alex are in the studio right now, joined by Dylan Francis, gentleman who's taking Paces on tour with him.
We're riding around on kangaroos.
We are Lin Lin Chin tour.
Lin Lin and Lee Lin in the mornings, joined by Lee Lin, who is going on this big tour around the place, also known as Dylan Francis. We were talking about a music video before.
Yes.
You said it was incredible. Pitch it to me.
Well, I should have shown you guys some of the stuff during the break because I have little like...
you got snippets?
I will. Yeah, I got some snippets.
Well, show us now. I mean, it's radio. We'll have to describe it for you listening to get on board with us here in the studio.
The beginning of the music video doesn't start out with the music video. It starts out with some acting stuff, and it's really funny, and it's me.
You acting?
Yeah, me and a couple other people. And so I'm playing this like really douchey Midwest DJ guy named DJ Dylan Francis, who DJs bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras, all that stuff. But he thinks he's way cooler. And they bring me back into this block party, and it's the smallest block party that I'm about to play for. And everyone looks like they're not going to have a good time. And then music breaks in and all hell breaks loose. And I don't want to give away too much, but all the snippets that I've got from the director, this guy Jack Wagner, he's incredible. You should also follow him on Instagram, Versace Tamagotchi. He makes all of his own. Yeah, it's really. He makes all of his own memes, and they're hilarious. And
that
one
sounds
of,
like a pickup line, baby. I make all my own memes.
Exactly. Don't worry, I don't get any from the internet. It's all me. The happiest I've ever been.
You're getting pretty creative with all your film stuff at the moment. I mean, I'm
surprised you didn't direct. You're saying that as a director, I'm surprised they didn't allow you to direct this music video.
I know. I mean, I'm looking at your Snapchat, Dylan Francis. I mean, very bizarre videos going on here. Yeah. Just have a listen to this.
Well, I'll just relax, think about some cats.
And then all of a sudden it turns black and white. There's eerie music happening.
What's going to happen?
And then what unfolds is this, like, two-minute, like, suspense thriller movie.
Yeah.
Where did this come from? Where did this idea come from?
It was some girl at the show in Newcastle gave me a Barbie doll that said Hardwell Groupie on it. When I got it, I was sleeping in bed, and the doll was next to me on the nightstand, and I was like, I should make a little Snapchat story right now. And I just thought of, like, waking up with that Hardwell Groupie. Most of my stuff, it starts out with me not really knowing what I'm doing. Like I'm like, all right, cool. The first scene is going to be me waking up. And then the ideas kind of start forming through that. And then I just kind of go off on a tangent and then try to figure out how to make the through line end.
It's really impressive.
Well, all great art starts that way. I'm sure Picasso didn't do his first painting, you know.
Knowing he was going to do that.
He stuffed it up and then, let's work with this. We'll see where it goes. All right, we do have Dylan Frances in the studio this morning. Going to play a track here, but we want to come back, Dylan, and play a remix that you did with an artist named Gauz. Is that, am I pronouncing that correctly?
With Jaws. He's on tour here too.
Yeah, right, in Australia as well.
Yeah.
All right. It's of a very big song by Major Lazer called Lean On.
Yes.
All right, and it's, I would go as far as saying, the filthiest remix that you or perhaps anyone has ever done.
It's one of my favourites.
Most people would not recommend you playing it on Breakfast Radio. I think we will up next. You're on Triple J. Good morning.
Yeah, turn up.
On Triple J, that was Matt Corby. Hope you are well. Matt and Alex are with you, joined still in the studio by Dylan Frances, has kindly stuck around because we wanted to give you a little bit of a listen to one of our favourite remixes at the moment.
It's incredible, Dylan. Can you talk us through the remix you did of Lean On's by Major Lazer featuring Jaws?
Yes. I think Jaws had started the remix and was like, yeah, I have this remix that I think would be good if we collaborated on. And he had just had the intro done, and then we did the drop in, like, the middle section together. But it was just really fun to work on and try to make it just not like the original.
Sure. Yeah. And it probably, of the last 12 months, one of the most remixed songs.
Yeah.
You've heard so many times.
Yeah.
How do you collaborate as electronics artists? Because I know using a computer with Matt sometimes.
It's half.
Someone's hands on the mouse, you're like, oh, can I just, and you hover it over, oh, just wanted to move this bit around. Is it kind of like that?
It's a lot of standing up out of the chair, like the center chair, and switching to the side chair and then going back and forth and be like, I have an idea. Then you go onto the computer. Or it's a lot through Dropbox or Splice where the file's already on there and it gets updated through that. This one was like one time in the studio together since we were both in LA, and then the rest where it was just us sending back and forth demos.
Is there ever a trance where you're like listening to that in the studio and you just think, this is too filthy. We can't. We just can't.
No, but there definitely are parts where I'm like, this sucks. We can't. We got to keep turning this into something better.
Yeah, right.
Well, I really love this remix, and so that's why we're playing it. I don't think, well, I'm sure it hasn't been played on Breakfast Radio.
I don't think so. Before. I don't think it's been played anywhere for breakfast.
All right, so get your gumboots on. Get the glove. Look, just go the full hazmat suit because the filth that is about to fly at you from Dylan Frances and Jaws remixing Lean On is quite large. Here it is. You ready? You braced yourself?
I can't wait.
This is it on Triple J.
Hold on to your car door.
Word, Dylan Frances, you madman!
But the ending's really nice. Like, the ending brings you back to normal.
It's so soft. It's like soothing aloe vera after what was quite a fiery ride. Incredible remix of Lean On by Major Lazer. That is the Dylan Frances and Jaws, J-A-U-Z remix. Brilliant stuff, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And actually, you know what? When you were saying earlier, like, where you were saying, like, this is too, like, gross, this part, I actually had said that about the part that I made after the first drop, that second one that goes like 4-4.
Yeah.
I was like, this is too crazy. And Jaws was like, no, I really love it. Can we keep this?
That's why I was thinking, like, when do you want to pull back or not? But that's great. We're glad you kept it in because it's an absolute ripper.
Have you got any remixes currently halfway done at the moment working on?
I actually finished a remix for Galantis' song No Money. And then I'm working on one for Skrillex and Wee Whack and one for John Newman.
Yeah, wow. That's a nice
nice little spread.
That's awesome. And speaking of no money, I'm intrigued to see whether your rider that you requested on your recent tour, whether that all the things on that came through. I've just seen something on Twitter.
That's an old rider. I actually got...
So can I just describe what happened with this rider? So I've seen on Twitter here someone saying dying at Dylan France's tour rider. Okay, so this is just a couple of things that are on this, okay? It says, the following must be provided to the artist free of charge. 2 hot healthy meals or dinner buyout vouchers for 2, $20 per person. 1 bag of rice, preferably jasmine, in brackets, he hates basmati rice. 1 framed photo of any action star from the years 1985 to 2005.
It's essential. It's essential.
1 pinata filled with candy. 2 disposable cameras in brackets, very important. What is going on here?
That the camera ones, we were trying to do like a disposable camera book and it just fell apart. So
right. Okay. Was this all legit?
I mean, we didn't really want black tar heroin. We put it on there as a joke. I mean, and then it says the promoter's girlfriend's phone number. It was just to make the person that read it laugh and then also to see if they actually were reading it.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's not the real writer anymore. We definitely changed it. I think we made it way tamer and cooler. I think we do ask for like Ben-Hur's chariot. We try to ask for the life-size version of that, but never get it.
Well, Dylan Francis, you're certainly, hopefully you don't come under any strife here on your Australian tour. Heating up tonight, you're going to be playing in Rundlemore, South Australia, Platform 1 in Melbourne on the 22nd, the 23rd, the Belvoir Amphitheatre in Perth, and finishing up in Family Nightclub, April 24th
Brizzy.
In Brizzy. And keep an ear out, Dylan Francis kicking off his month-long residency, the month of May. You're going to be taking care of Triple J on Saturday night's mix-up exclusives. Mm-hmm. That'll be awesome. And that new track from you, would that be the first time it gets played around the place?
I think that'll be the first time it goes on radio.
Incredible.
Yeah, because I'm just keeping it very tight. Nightmare and I haven't given it to anybody. I wanted no one to have it for a while.
Can't trust anyone these days.
Seriously, you can't.
Everyone just listening in the studio, you're like taking phones off them to make sure they're not there.
Yeah. I this is the thing. If you see someone with their phone like this, they're definitely recording.
Down next to their leg.
Oh, dude. All right. Well, stay safe.
Stay safe, guys.
And we'll hopefully catch you next time on Triple J.
Yes. Thank you.
News headlines are up next. Ruby Jones. Here's Alex Leahy now. Matt and Alex, good morning.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.